Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is exactly the type of chaos that we expected when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Women are being forced to grapple with the devastating consequences of action by Republican elected officials.
In the wake of Alabama's Supreme Court ruling that embryos have the rights of children, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Joe Biden will call on Congress to restore access to reproductive health care. Democrats have been campaigning on abortion, and Vice President Kamala Harris is blaming former President Donald Trump for recent court restrictions on it at events in the swing state of Michigan. Trump's rival Nikki Haley had a son through artificial insemination. She told NBC Tuesday that embryos are the same as babies, but then quickly changed her tone. Haley says she wants a federal abortion ban, but clarified her in vitro fertilization stance on Newsmax yesterday.
Be very careful how you do this, because number one, you don't want to take those fertility treatments away from women. It is very important that women like me have the ability to have that blessing of a baby.
Nevada Republican Senate candidate Sam Brown and his wife Amy appeared on NBC Wednesday. Amy Brown said she deeply regrets getting an abortion at 24, and her husband said he would not vote for a federal ban.
I respect the law that the voters put in place over 30 years ago that it grants access for women up to 24 weeks. And so, no, I will not vote on a federal abortion ban.
Meanwhile, half a dozen blue states are acting to protect access to abortion pills through telemedicine and the mail, including for patients in other states. Drexel University Professor of Law David Cohen says the courts in those states would not enforce the laws in other states that make those pills illegal.
So say a New York doctor mails pills to Mississippi and Mississippi tries to prosecute that doctor. New York's saying, we're not going to help with that. We're not going to send that doctor to Mississippi. We're not going to have our courts force that doctor to participate in any way.
On Thursday, a Texas judge ruled that the state's Crown Act doesn't apply to school districts' dress codes. That's a blow to Houston High School student Daryl George, who sued his district after being suspended over his hairstyle.
Throughout all these years, throughout all the fighting for the black history that we've already done, we still have to do this again and again and again. It's ridiculous.
Meanwhile, the New York Times says state Republican parties in about half of battleground states are suffering from what is called dysfunction, debt, and disarray. The Times cites infighting and cash problems in Georgia, Arizona, and Michigan, among others. And finally, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has said he has no intention of serving as vice president. In a recorded call reported by two newspapers, he did leave open the option of another White House run. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.